These are the Kashi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Kashi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Kashi Tapes, this is episode 159. John Hewlett and the mighty Favaz.
Johnny.
And today we're doing an interview that I did back in 1995 when I was on the morning show with a guy named Jim Ellis, and Carl the intern might also have been a part of this, with Dick Vitale, who was on the phone.
Yeah.
And Dick Vitale was for us what Zsa Zsa Gabor was for us. We had his home phone number, and anytime we felt like calling him, we did, and he'd answer the phone and just start talking.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
is this one of those times?
This is one of those times, I'm sure. I mean, because we never had anybody book with him or anything like that. He didn't have a booking agent. His number just got out on a morning show service that a lot of radio stations got across the country.
Really?
And unless he had a separate phone number from his main phone number, I don't know. But
wow.
It was a number you called. Dick Vitale answered the phone, and he just started, "Hey, bonus baby."
That's that funny. Kind of stuff. I mean, he taught me the game of basketball, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
absolutely loved him. He's been at ESPN for over 40 years. I even looked up his net worth, John.
Oh, what is it?
What do you think?
I'm going to guess about 10 mil.
20 mil.
20 million.
Yeah,
wow.
He's worth 20 million.
Yeah, and he just recently was diagnosed with cancer again.
Yeah.
He's had it a couple times, I think.
Yeah, lymphoma, I believe.
Lymphoma this time. And he was just recently in a Geico commercial.
Yes. So he gets around, he's done stuff, but he I didn't know he was an NBA coach.
Yes, Detroit, wasn't it?
I think. And,
yeah.
He knows his basketball, that's for sure.
That's
Diaper
for sure.
Dandy, baby.
Yeah, baby.
All right, go ahead.
Let's see how it goes.
All right.
And hit play.
To the All Canada Show.
This is off cassette tape. It sounds good.
It's going on at America Center now through the 8th, courtesy of Molson Golden. Sports shorts this morning.
Sports shorts.
Being brought to us by DOC Optical.
Dick Vitale is with us. Dick from ESPN. Big games tonight at Keele Center. You have, first of all, Marquette and Temple in the 6 o'clock game. And the second game is UMass, University of Massachusetts, against our Billikens. Do the Billikens have a chance at beating UMass tonight?
Well, you know, anytime you're at home, you got a chance to win, especially with 22,000.
He just picked up the phone. Well, you know, you got...
Rocking and rolling, the place going absolutely bananas. But the key is they're going to have to make that three-point shot. We saw last night, for example, a big W by North Carolina State beating North Carolina, and it was the three-point shot. The three-point shot is a neutralizer in college basketball. And if H. Wallman and Highmark and Irwin Claggett, I can't wait to see Claggett. I told him yesterday, I said, Claggett, I want no Brick City, baby. I want to see NBA nothing but nylon because I've heard so much about you. He said, hey, I don't plan on shooting bricks tomorrow night.
That's great stuff.
No Brick City, baby.
Brick City, nothing but net. He said nothing but nylon. What else did he used to say?
Diaper Dandy.
Diaper
Dandies. He was unique.
So good.
Yeah.
Play. Let's hope not. What are his chances of maybe turning pro?
I'll tell you, yesterday really impressed me. It's the first time I seen him up front and close in practice. He's physically stronger than I expected, number one. And number two, he handles the ball a lot better than I expected. He penetrates and he drives and he's an excellent passer. We all know he can shoot the ball. He'll have to make the adjustment.
The ball.
Be a point guard, but anytime a kid can shoot the ball as well as he can, as from deep as he can, he's got a chance.
Yeah, how good is this UMass team, Dick?
I mean, they're super. I think right now, if I had to pick the teams in America that are legitimate contenders and not pretenders, I would have to say UMass would be
That's Howard Cosell, pretender.
Yeah. Yeah. He used to say that?
Yeah, he says. He's a pretender.
Not a contender.
Yeah, not a contender.
Yeah,
he's a pretender.
Yeah, whatever.
Top five clubs. They're playing tonight without their star center, Marcus Camby. His grandmother passed away.
I remember all these names.
Remember that name? I remember that one.
I think he went to the NBA, didn't he?
Marcus Camby? I think he did.
Be here, but Lou Rowe is an outstanding forward. He'll be an NBA first rounder.
Lou Rowe, yes.
I don't remember that name.
Yeah, well, I used to do when these ESPN games came to the Scott Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
Or no. Yeah, I don't know what it was called back then. I was hired to do PA for those for about 3 years in a row.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, until they found out that I really didn't know what I was doing. And
You've been hiding that from the Cardinals for years.
And Lou Rowe, yeah. And Lou Rowe kept coming to the foul line late in the game.
Lou Rowe kept
saying, at the foul line, Lou Rowe. Lou Rowe. And after a while, I kept saying it, and people in the stands would say it with me, Lou Rowe.
So you started something.
Yeah,
that's good.
Briefly there, anyway.
They got a sensational guard in Michael Williams, and they were a very deep team. They have about 10 bodies that are Division I big-time players. This program
prime-time
is legitimate.
Player.
Wow.
What do you think of him? He used to say all the time, prime-time player.
At this point of the season,
I think he's done a phenomenal job, you know, losing Booker and losing Krudop. And last year they surprised me. First of all, going undefeated in the Big Eight is really unreal to think about that. Yeah. And the bottom line, to come back after losing all those guys, they're 9-1 right now.
Talking about Missouri.
They beat Illinois, blew them out in front of 21,000 people here. That kind of surprised me. I thought Illinois would be a little bit maybe too strong this year. I had Missouri against Purdue. They were able to get that win. He's doing it with Olinney and a lot of different players, Sutherland and the Haley, the twins. And it's just amazing the job that Stewart does. But I'm going to tell Stewart now, I'm offering him a challenge. I want to see him open the season. And I want to see him open the season with the St. Louis Billikens right at the Kiel Center.
Wow.
All the Missouri
Remember,
that would have been a good game.
Yeah, because till this day, SLU and Mizzou do not play each other.
Yeah, they don't play.
And there was a time there when Missouri was real good and SLU was trying to get their program going, and it was going pretty good at that particular time. Why don't they play each other was a question everybody would ask.
Yeah.
You know, because in North Carolina, North Carolina plays North Carolina State. Mm-hmm. They play Duke.
Right.
You know, they all inside of the state play. And it was always Missouri's stance.
Maybe it's because they're in the same conference in the ACC, maybe. Maybe that has something to do with it.
That probably does have something to do with it. Yeah, I didn't think of that. But not all of them in that state are in the same conference, are they?
No. Well, not every school. No, I don't know. But, yeah, they should be playing. I don't know why.
We'll come in and televise it. I think it'd be fantastic. Come on, Norm. Play St. Louis, baby.
That's Dick Vitale. Dick, before I let you go, one other question. We're familiar with the arena, of course, but we have a new building here now, the Kiel Center. Your thoughts on how that might affect the home team's advantage as opposed to the old arena, which was a little more closed in?
Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, it's more or less like an NBA setting, an NBA environment. So, therefore, you don't have the intimacy. You have the beauty, and it's gorgeous and absolutely beautiful place. But, for example, if you play in Missouri, the Hearn Center with the students right on top of you, I mean, that's the key is in terms of noise, spirit, enthusiasm. Will the fans rock and roll? I think they will. But the place is absolutely beautiful. I was very impressed yesterday. I met a number of the people there. I met their operations director, and I know everyone's so proud, and they should be, of the Kiel Center because it looks like it's one of the real, real beautiful places in college hoops.
Thank you very much, Dick Vitale of ESPN. You'll be at the luncheon today. The luncheon starts at 12 noon, $27.50 a person. You're there with Mick Patrick from ESPN and all four coaches from the teams playing tonight in the Bush Atlantic 10 Great Midwest Battle. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Thanks a lot. Got to get a T.O., baby.
All right. That's Four Shorts brought to you by T.O.
There you go.
Yeah.
Got to get a T.O., baby.
Oh, I wish... We could have talked to, I wish you would have talked to him about his history, had time and everything.
Yeah, you know, I know.
Because he's cool.
Yeah.
PTP, a primetime player.
PTP-er, that's right. Yeah, and just the excitement that's in his voice, just the natural excitement in his voice. Not everybody has that, you know.
Nope.
Howard Cosell had that, you know.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were from the same neighborhood, it sounds like, the way they, you know, enunciate.
Right.
But, yeah, I miss him in his prime.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know if he still has that.
I liked Al McGuire too.
Yeah, Al McGuire was good. Yeah,
you know, he used to be with Billy Packer on CBS. Mm-hmm. I used to hear them, but once Dick Vitale came on, that was it.
Yeah,
he was great.
He was the shit for a long time.
Yeah, and he's like I said, he's still alive. He has cancer though, but this interview, 1995, that was 26 years ago.
Yeah.
He was in his 50s.
Yeah,
back then,
that's right. Yeah, he was in his prime.
Yeah.
Well, we hope the best for him and his health.
Sure
and,
do.
I know that wasn't an interview that necessarily was in depth in terms of issues and things like that that might still be timely today. There was a lot of stuff in there that was for another time period. But you still recognize some of the names and all that, you know, if you were a basketball fan.
Plus, they got us, John. What are you talking about?
Well, there's that, too.
Come on.
We updated it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan and on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
See you on the radio.
Bye.
AMF.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.